you. And I'm thinking, that's greatest fought. What?
Right. That Dale Curry and Steph
And
Curry is the
Steph are the
greatest
greatest
father.
of my beat. And I went, what?
Right.
I never occurred to me to think that.
Right. No, at all. Not at all, right?
Because the first guy I thought of was Bobby Bonds and Barry Bonds.
Yeah,
And
I'm
where
sure.
Bobby stood up for Barry with all the steroids shenanigans. We're not making a comment on that, but he stood next to his son on it.
Right.
And so did his uncle, Willie Mays.
Yep.
Okay.
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 Yep.
And the Manning
The Manning family.
boys
Right.
and some other comp Cal Ripken and his
Cal,
dad.
yep, Cal Ripken and his dad. You
His dad
know,
managed him. Come on.
gosh, let me think. Who else comes to mind? We talked about Bonds. We talked about we mentioned the Mannings. Who else? Who else is out there? One of the he and Dan Patrick is like they're one of the greatest. Dale Curry? Come on.
Okay, there's Clay Matthews Sr. and Clay Matthews Jr. They do not present themselves remotely trying to be the best father son. They
No.
just there's father sons.
And father son. Yeah.
Yeah. No,
It's...
no drama.
So I feel like Dan Patrick should know better. Dan Patrick is an older guy. He's been in the sporting world for quite some time, and he's
He was
met a
at the
lot of people.
beginning.
He's at the beginning of yeah. So I'm
ESPN,
like,
yeah.
Dan, stop. I get it. The Warriors are hot. They won the championship. Steph Curry is a household name for a lot of people, so it pays your bills to talk about Steph Curry. Okay, I understand that. But Dan Patrick, let me tell you what you didn't talk about. You didn't talk about the fact that Dale Curry asked for a divorce from his wife, and they apparently have had a scandalous type of marriage. Dan Patrick, you didn't mention that at all when you were talking about Dale Curry.
I did not know that till a few minutes ago. I did not know that.
Okay, you didn't mention at all that now, and you say, well, what does that have to do with him being a father? Role model? Role model? Role model?
I'm twitching.
Role model?
Charles, you and
Okay.
I know boys by age 10 know how their father feels about their mother and how they think about
Come
women.
on, man. Come on.
I
So
know, I know, I know, I know, I know.
everybody loves Steph Curry's talent. It's great. It's great. It's great. But you know what? You know what? And Steph doesn't have to talk about it publicly. No, he doesn't. But you're fooling yourself if you think that what happened between mom and dad doesn't have an impact on that young man's psyche. Okay? Come
Agreed.
on, man. Like if you think that they didn't have to go talk to a therapist or get some mediation or just sit down and pray about it because they're devoted Christians, something had to happen, but it wasn't just like all things are peachy keen and good.
Charles, oof. And that talks about generations of men. The other one, Charles, I have to bring up is when some of these celebrity athletes have their father got murdered or killed. Michael Jordan's father.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
And he still talks about it to this day.
Right.
One of the
Right.
greatest moments in his life, the greatest impactful moments in his life.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so
Yeah.
Charles,
So
I
hold
didn't know
on
that about
now.
Dell. I'm not throwing,
I got something for you. I got something for you because Dan Patrick talked about these duos, okay? And this is what I love about getting into sports. Oh, don't forget Dale Earnhardt Sr., Dale Earnhardt Jr. Come on. Okay.
Right.
Right. Hold on. I got stuff
Wait,
for you. Wait, wait.
yeah.
Father, son, Michael and Mario Andretti. Okay. Bob, Brett, and Aaron Boone. Remember? Okay, let's talk about that.
Oh,
Go
the Boone brothers
hey,
and
look,
dad.
Gus and Buddy Bell. A lot of y'all can't remember Gus and Buddy Bell. Here's somebody that we do remember because we're baseball fans, right? Felipe and Moises Alou. Remember them?
Oh my God.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's talk about that. You see? Okay. Look. All right. They tried to include Kellen Winslow Sr., Kellen Winslow Jr. I'm going to tell you why you can't include that group because
Oh.
Kellen Winslow Jr. is sitting in prison right now for raping old
Cool.
women. Okay. You see what I'm saying? And he wasn't all that great on the field. So let's be for real. Go back to racing. Al Unser Sr., Al Unser Jr. Okay.
Wow.
You got the Berries. You got, you know, you got Rick and Brent Berry. Okay.
Oh my God. The Berry brothers.
Come on. Norton Sr. and Ken Norton Jr. Let's talk. Mm. Calvin Hill, Grant Hill, Calvin Hill, Grant Hill. Come on. And you're talking about Steph Curry and Dale Curry? Really? See, we're off when we come when we start talking about our father type of situation. You mentioned the Griffey's, Ken Griffey Sr., Ken Griffey Jr. Okay. We mentioned the Manning brothers family already. We mentioned the Bonds family already. Guardian Mark Howe.
There we go.
Okay. You see what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah, no, I'm sorry, Dan.
Hey, Dan. Charles,
really?
There's a lot of dads really? Out there that stay in the sidelines, in the shadows, and let their son perform.
Right. Right.
I mean, let's talk about Brady's dad. Tom Brady's dad. He refers to him, but you never see him.
Right. This is my problem that I have with like a lot of mainstream media outlets and people, you know, and I know we talk about some things too, so we could be considered talking heads as well, right? But we're going to come from the place of science, and we're going to come from the place of fact and real numbers.
Research.
Yep. Like research. We're going to open up journals. We're not just going to open up a magazine, okay? And I just riddled off some names to you guys that says, hey, Dan, you were reaching because you're trying to get people to listen to you today. I don't have anything against Steph Curry as a ball player. Okay.
No.
I don't have anything against Dale Curry as a ball player, you know, but for you to sit here and try, first of all, and I wrote this on a guy's page the other day, I have a problem with anybody, any sports fan anywhere that's like somebody is the greatest anything of all time. Because the vast majority of us who are saying that such and such was the greatest of all time, we haven't been on this earth long. We haven't been a student of the sport. We're an observer. We see stuff in a time, you know, in a limited time frame. And in that LeBron is the greatest of all time. Since when? Where?
Hey, Charles, do you know, I got to say something else along that point. Klay Thompson, his father's Michael Thompson,
right,
who's the announcer of the Lakers, and he was at the game last night. Yep. You don't see Michael down there.
Right.
You saw him in the sidelines.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
And Michael's pushed Klay for a long time.
No.
And he mentioned it last night.
No, okay? I'm sorry. That's a little bit of stardom, and we don't have to do that. There are a lot of other father-son duos who are doing great, who are trying to be more better. Again, it's not Steph Curry's fault. Got nothing to do with Steph Curry. Okay.
He's just doing his job.
He's doing his thing. But come on, Dad. Like, I'm sorry. If I got that kind of public scandal going on in my life, I don't want to take anything away from my kid. Okay? I don't. Anyway, if
Charles,
you guys
I want had to lead with that with you, brother. I had to bring it up because I was Charles. I was taken back. I was like, They're not. I don't see them promoting that. I don't see the.
No.
Steph.
No. No.
They're not.
No.
Doing
no.
it.
No. No. They're not. I'm like, Dan, come on, man. Just stop. Again, you're in it to make money. The longer you talk, you got thousands, millions of listeners.
More.
You're getting paid. I understand it. But some of these people just say, they say really silly stuff. You know, just and people just buy it because everybody today are used to these sound bites without using their rational mind, you know, and then they walk, yeah, man, this is the way it is. And it's like, no, that's not it. Look, anyway,
Charles, I'm with you.
Hey, guys,
let's do it.
Thank you for joining us here at the Barbershop Group. I'm Charles. I am the host and founder of the Barbershop Group. I want to tell you guys that you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. We put out a lot of information, some funny things, some sad things, some introspective things. We ask a lot of questions of men. And I got to tell you guys, if any of you all are following us on social media and we ask you all the questions and y'all get silent, man, you hurt my feelings. What's up with that? Why y'all hurt my feelings? We come up with these questions to give you guys an opportunity to engage with each other, And because we have about maybe 45% of followers who are female, we're also giving you an opportunity to be seen and heard by women. Because to be honest with you guys, there are a lot of women out there who make assumptions about us guys that are wrong. But they are believed to be true because in the absence of us having a voice and using it, that's what makes it true. You see? So our silence allows some of the women who have these generalized assumptions, it allows them to carry on with these assumptions. So every time you guys see us ask a question on one of our social media handles, man, and you don't participate, you just allowing the lie about men to continue, or the truth, depending on who you ask.
Who you're speaking to. Who you and Charles, to. The other piece of that you're hitting on is misinformation.
That's right. Misinformation. Okay. Misinformation.
Okay. You know, there's a lot of different ways to say that, but let's just go down the middle of the plate. Misinformation.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're very right. I'm telling you, you all know it. There are a lot of women out there who have, they got misinformation, these generalizations and stuff. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of women who think we don't have emotional lives. There are a lot of women whose mothers didn't teach them that boys and men have emotional lives. Mm-hmm. Or they say, oh, our emotional lives are relegated to sports, anger, sex. And there are so many other things going on with us.
And that's a straitjacket.
And it's a straitjacket. It is.
That's a straitjacket.
It is a straitjacket.
Mm-hmm.
So my invitation to you men watching, listening, is to get involved, participate. Hell, man, you got something to talk about? Come on the show. We will have you here. Okay?
We'll welcome it. Welcome it.
So, but we can't remain silent, because in that silence, we're causing other men to suffer. They're suffering at the hands of themselves and at the hands of others because we're choosing to remain silent. Okay?
Charles, that's very heavy.
Yeah.
It's very poignant.
It's real, man. It's
real. Man, it is real. Because Charles, one of the biggest problems, we know this, men, they stay in the cave.
Stay in the cave. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the brotherhood, women get this, they hold on to the sisterhood. The brotherhood, we've got to, men need to accept men.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Now, I want to add something. So, and men need to accept men, but I want to tell you something, guys. There's a step to it. There's a crucial step. And a lot of times we miss it unless we get into therapy. And even when we're in therapy, we still have to work on it. And that is accepting ourselves, right?
Let's go. That's number one.
Okay. But
Charles,
but,
that's the greatest secret.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You got to do it. You got to do it. Now, before I get into more, I just want to, again, thank you guys. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Patreon followers, thank you so much for your support. If you are not a Patreon follower, you a supporter, you can go to www.patreon.com/thebarbershopgroup. You can become a contributor today. Okay. And if you want to get, if you want to get Dr. Poulter's book, if you want to get The Shame Factor, you can get that by becoming a supporter today and adding your donation, put in your mailing address. We get it out to you. You can also become a Patreon supporter and you can get The Father, Your Son book. Hold it up again for us, Doc, so everybody can see that. I want you to be able to see that. Hold it up for a few seconds. There it is, guys. You can't miss it. Won't forget it. Okay. Get it. Right. You can get that book. Now, you can also purchase those on our website as well. Are you following our website? The website is www.tbgmen.com. Real easy. Right. Not a whole lot. tbgmen.com.
You can
purchase it there. But I mean, on Patreon, I can tell you that you're going to get a lot more content on Patreon. You're going to get behind the scenes stuff. A lot of pictures, a lot of journal work and things like that, that are not on the website. And we can't put it on social media, right? We have to retain control of what it is that we do. And we really, really wanted to create a space that was for you guys. All right. So
period.
I want to mention that to you. So Doc, Father's Day is near and I got a story for you.
Got I'm all yours. For
you. Uh-huh, okay. Man.
Here we go.
So the other day there was a horrendous, horrendous car crash here. And I was coming from one of my clients, right? And
here being in Detroit.
Yes. And, you know, I saw the police blocking off the exit, and I was just like, oh my goodness, man, how am I? Let me go ahead and go to GPS and figure out what's the workaround. GPS kept trying to put me on the highway, but every time I would try to get on the highway, the police had it blocked off, and I could hear sirens coming from everywhere, you know? And, you know, I got to a point where I went down around some factories. I'm like, hey, I just got to take these back roads in order to get to my next destination. So in that process, my dad called. And he said, hey, man, I was just calling to check up on you. I hadn't talked to you in a minute, see how things were going. And, you know, we talked about the kids for a second. And I started asking him about everybody back home. He was asking or telling me about an aunt of mine who had a stroke probably now a year and a half ago, somewhere like that, right? Mm-hmm. So, how is she doing? Is she recovering well? And he told me, he said, hey, man, I want to be honest with you that, this particular person and this particular person in the family are doing what they can to take care of her. But the other one, yeah, that particular child ain't really doing much, man. It's just, you know, he doesn't check in a lot, doesn't come by. It's just, it is what it is. And so, you know, I was like, okay, so there's that. And then he started talking to me about some situations with some other family members that all had to do with mental health and illness. All right.
Okay.
And in the middle of this conversation with my dad, I said, you know what? I'm not near my dad. He can't reach out and smack me. So I'm going to go ahead and say something to him.
Oh, boy.
And
I'm just taking a deep breath. Yeah, you're throwing a fastball.
I said, Dad. So I said, I've spoken with Mom, and I've said to Mom, thank you, Mom, for the bad genes. Thank you for the bad genes that you have given me. I said, you do. And I had this conversation with her some time ago. I said, you do realize that almost no men on your side of the family have lived past 60 years old. Okay. Doc.
Wow.
Doc, now we're going to get a little personal right now. Doc.
Okay.
How old are you? How old are you, Doc? How old are you? Tell the audience.
I am good at audience. I am Charles. I am 63.
63. You understand?
Look, I'm being, yep.
63.
Yep.
In my mother's family, guys don't make it that far. I'm 15 years away. Like, really? Like 15 years away from where all of the men just drop off on that side of the family. And I'm not just talking about uncles. I'm talking about great uncles. I'm talking about cousins and second cousins removed and all of this. When you look at the health of a lot of these people, if they're not dead, Doc, they don't look like you at 63. Okay. So I said to my dad, I said, Dad, I got the bad genes from my mom and I got the mental illness from your side of the family. I said, it didn't occur to me how many people on your side of the family have had some type of mental illness, which was that went undiagnosed, that if they were to go to a psychologist today, they would probably get a diagnosis. And I'm not talking about a small diagnosis. They would get something that was like top tier. You understand what I'm saying?
What they call them on character personality disorders.
Okay. Look.
That interfere with your ability to live.
Impede your ability to live. That's right. Okay.
That's a big one.
So I'm like, I said that to my dad. And I said, now, Dad, about 10, 15 years ago, I would let you weasel out of acknowledging what I'm saying. I said, but however, today, I know too much. And I'm in a different place in my life. I've had many experiences. I'm not going to let you weasel out of this. A lot of people in your family have mental health issues. And you know what he said? He said, you're right.
I lost. I lost that. Talk about a curveball. I just stood there and looked at it. Wow.
You see, I know what you were thinking was coming. It didn't come.
Oh, no, I'm sitting there like I'm waiting for that fastball.
Mm-hmm.
Charles.
Yeah, I know it.
That acknowledgement is profound.
Yes.
Okay. I don't want to get too over the top on that. Mm-hmm. But for your dad to acknowledge that to you, Charles, is that the first time?
It is. It is the first time, because in past years, when I would say something similar, he would deflect or be in denial or try to explain mm-hmm. away what was being witnessed or what had been experienced. Okay. And right. You know, for a long time, my dad made it seem like I had one particular auntie who, you know, she struggled mm-hmm. with depression and things like that. And that particular aunt was instrumental in me confronting depression as a teen. She was very, very helpful because of her experience. She was very helpful. She's more helpful with me, to me, than my father was at the time. But, you know, I thought for a long time that she was the only person in the family that was struggling. And now I realize, there's a lot of you. And you may not know it. And here's the crazy part. This is going to go up on Facebook. This is going to go up on YouTube. We're on YouTube. It'll be on our website. And family members may see this and go, how dare you say such a, hey, look, man, all I have for you is go get yourself checked out and you'll see what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's not that hard. It's really not that hard. And it doesn't mean that you're a bad person or that, you know, you're incompetent or anything like that. No, it means that you're human and you've got some things that could potentially be debilitating or that have been, or some quirks and things that maybe have almost upended life or maybe stop you from being your best self. That's what that means. And that's the vast majority of us.
Charles, I heard this statement the other day. My wife said it to me. We were talking about somebody, a mental health issue. And she said, why do people get worse? I go, it's like melanoma. You can remove it, Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. But if you ignore it, it can become leukemia.
Right. That's right.
Yeah. Mental health is not stagnant.
Right.
It's not static.
Yeah.
It's either evolving or devolving.
Yeah.
It's a fluid, you know, and I equate it to cancer. It's the only time people believe it.
Yeah.
Charles and family, like three generations of men, mental health is as much as your DNA and my DNA.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's one third of it.
Yeah. And it's funny. There's a book that I have. Let me see if I can get the name of it right. I think I want to say it might be Passing Down the Blues. Yeah, let's see if that sounds Passing Down the Blues. Let's see if that comes up. Passing Down the Blues. I think Charles? That's it, but I'm not sure if that.
It's
not Passing Down the Blues. It is Hand Me Down Blues. Okay. Yes, that's the name of the book, guys. Okay. It's Hand Me Down Blues, How to Stop Depression from Spreading in Families. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yes. All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hand Me Down Blues. And so that, if you are interested in reading, you want to check out a book, guys. Hand Me Down Blues is an awesome book to read.
Hand Me Down Blues. Yep.
Let me make a suggestion. Again, the same suggestion that goes for Dr. Poulter's The Shame Factor book is you need to have a therapist. Yes, there you go. That's it. You need to have a therapist when you go through The Shame Factor. You also mm-hmm. need to have a therapist when you go through Hand Me Down Blues, because it will actually make you feel the blues even more when you realize the patterns that developed in your family mm-hmm. over time and how you have absorbed them. And you're just like, oh, wow. My God, is this who we are? Okay. But yeah, that's what happened with Dad. We had that conversation, man. And I was glad that he was open to what I was saying. You know, and I told Dad, I said, you know, sometimes these mental illnesses can be genetic. And I said, and sometimes the mental illness or dis-ease is the result of as Dr. Dyer used to call it, not disease, but dis-ease,
right?
You know,
Heisman, yeah.
Yeah, I told him, I said, sometimes it's not so much about it being in the DNA as it being how a family gets used to processing information or handling situations that create problems for the family and for individuals. So what happens, he was like, well, explain that to me. And I said, it's kind of like this. You have a person, you have two people who experience something difficult. The one person makes a choice and makes a bad choice and then has a negative consequence based on the bad choice that they made as a result of what they went through. The other person went through the same thing, made a healthy choice about what it is that they went through. And because they made a healthier choice, they have a healthier outcome. Okay, so the one is living right. in dis-ease and the other one is not. Okay.
And you Charles, see? Dr. Dyer, it doesn't matter. The dis-ease is no acknowledgement of what happened.
Right. Right.
And you said earlier about self-acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Self-acceptance is dealing with that dis-ease in you.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I had a professor in college one time. He said that the beginning of mental illness was avoidance. And, you know, if you have been an addict, you know, and you are struggling, whether you're mm-hmm. struggling with recovery today or you are maintaining your sobriety, kudos to you. Welcome to the club. I can tell you that something like what the professor said as far as avoidance being the beginning of mental illness, that's huge for addicts, but it's also huge for other than addicts. When we have any situation that we're unwilling to address, it grows, it gets worse. And you could be just talking about a bill that you have to pay.
They talk about in family therapy in 1940, I'm jumping in with you,
mm-hmm.
Mnuchin, the guys that create like all therapies, family therapy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though you may be the only one in the room.
Right.
They say denial and avoidance creates emotional schizophrenia.
Emotional schizophrenia.
Schizophrenia. Wow. Not organic, but emotional schizophrenia works just the same. It distorts everything.
Yeah.
Whether it be incest, different secrets, and the avoidance of them, Charles, over two or three generations creates that schizophrenia with your teacher was referring to, avoidance.
Yeah. Avoidance, yeah, man. So it's something. It was something. But I said, wow, you know, with Father's mm-hmm. Day coming up, you know, I always like to lead in with some stories and everything, man.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a doozy. That right Charles? There was a doozy. I was like, okay, Dad, we can get somewhere now. You see,
mm-hmm. How is your dad? After he acknowledged that, how's the conversation?
He was okay. He was okay. You know, he mm-hmm. actually started opening up to me about a situation that I'd had questions about, and he offered me some information that I previously didn't know. I was like, wow. And I haven't spoken with him since, but I was kind of quiet on the phone. I wanted to give him a chance to get it out. You know, I was doing that.
Let him typical, talk to you.
There you go. You know what I was doing. Just that.
I know exactly.
Okay.
No,
man.
You got,
wow. You know,
you got him.
Yep. Coming. Yep. So, you know, after mm-hmm. that, when he was done talking, he said, okay, man, well, look, man, I just wanted to wrap with you. And, you know, I know you're trying to get things done. So I'll catch up to you in a few days. And he was like, if I don't talk to you before Father's Day, I was like, Dad, unless we're dead, you know, we're going to be talking. So stop that, you know. But, you know, he got off the phone in good spirits, man. He was okay. Now, if any of you guys have listened to previous episodes, you know that my dad has a heart condition. And sometimes that heart condition is exacerbated by the fact that he struggles a little bit with anxiety, you know, and it took him a long time to get to the point where he was able to say, you know, Yeah, it's a little bit of that, he don't like to use the word. And then I was like, that generalized anxiety disorder is extremely common among people. And I said, the only difference for you is that, it's attached to your heart health. So, generalized anxiety disorder in a 17-year-old with a healthy heart is different than it at a 67, 60-year-old man with,
Right.
an unhealthy heart. This is what it is,
Charles, generalized anxiety is like having allergies. You either treat it or it controls you.
Right. And the older you get with it, and you're not addressing it, and you got these other health
Keeps
problems,
growing.
then it does that,
Charles, that mind body thing, it's not unicorns and rainbows. It's real.
Right. That's right. It is real. It is real. So that makes me think about a book, and I know we talk about resources. Let's talk about mind body. What's the name of the book that I want to recommend, Doc? Help me out. What's the name of the book? It lives in the body. What's
Oh,
that?
the body keeps the
The
score.
body keeps score. Thank
Keeps
you,
the
Doc.
score.
The
You're
body
welcome.
keeps
Oh, no.
score.
It, uh, guys,
Okay.
Charles, I'm gonna pull it up right now.
Okay.
That is a whether you believe it or not, it's worth you reading it.
It's worth you reading it. Yes,
Read,
The
yep.
Body Keeps Score is a great book. You can get that on Amazon. I've read it. Doc has read it. A lot of folks in the mental health world go back to it. And as we talk about holistic health, like, it's a thing, So, Father's Day stuff that's coming out. Guys, I gotta tell
Charles,
you. Yeah.
the body keeps a score. Brain, mind, body, and healing trauma.
Right.
Charles, right there.
Right, that's it. That's it. That's the
That's
one.
it. Okay,
That's the
buddy.
one. That's it. Thank you,
That's the
Doc.
one.
That
You're
is it.
welcome. That's what we do here.
Hey guys, I just want to mention, if you're not a Patreon subscriber, you can become a Patreon subscriber, and it helps us do some wonderful things. As you just saw, Doc put up the picture of The Body Keeps Score on his cell phone. I want to tell you what your support means to us. When we get enough supporters, it means that now we can have a producer behind the scenes who can pull
Right.
that picture up for you right on video live.
Send me. I'm glad
Pull it
to
up,
do it, but
for you live,
yep.
and create a link for you so you can just say, "Hey, you know what? Now I know what I'm doing. I saw that on the show on the Barbershop Group
Yep. And
podcast,
it's
and
there.
it's there." So
And
become
there.
a Patreon supporter. It's an easy thing to do. Go to www.patreon.com/thebarbershopgroup to become a monthly supporter today. Now, Doc, I'm gonna switch it up on you a little bit. This is our Father's Day episode, man. We getting heavy with some things.
Charles, I gotta tell you, as we launch, okay, you said it very well in the beginning. Biology is overrated. If you're in the seat of a father in a child's life or a young man's life as a mentor, game's on, you're a father. Guys, don't buy into that myth. A stepdad's a legal term, not a relationship term. Don't ever forget that, guys.
That's
It's
right.
a
That's right.
legal term. It has nothing to do how that child or what the impact you have on them.
Yeah, this is true.
Charles, let's go, buddy. Yeah, let's throw the
So
ball down the court here
here we
or down the
go.
field. Excuse me.
Here we go. Doc, guys, I got a question for you.
I'm listening. I'm taking a deep breath with you.
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh
What
boy.
do you do?
Oh boy.
All
And
right.
I know you guys, I don't know what he's going to say, but I can feel it. Okay. I'm looking for a curveball and it'll probably be a slider.
What do you do? What do you, and you guys probably see me playing with this lighter right now. I'm not setting stuff on fire. Well, I kind of am. I'm burning my incense because it's just that kind of that mood. But what do you do, Doc, when, or guys,
Oh
what do you
boy.
do when your daughter, not your son,
Oh boy.
what do you do when your daughter wants to talk to you about masturbation?
Wow. One thing
Happy Father's Day,
you want to
everybody.
do. I have personally never had, yeah, I have personally never had that discussion with either of my daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And Charles, I know you have, or you would never bring it up.
Mm.
Number two,
mm-hmm.
I tell guys, don't shame them.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you do, if that's all you do, you've done well.
Yeah. 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 Don't shame them.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm serious, Charles. That's the best I've got on that one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Don't, you can talk about the perfunctory.
Yeah.
But the shame around it is right. Paralyzing.
Oh yeah, man. So, okay. Now I'm going to ask that question again.
Oh my God.
What do you do, guys, dads, when your daughter, not your son, wants to talk to you about masturbation? And you just heard Dr. Poulter say, don't shame her. Okay. I got one for you. Don't redirect her either. Don't send her to mom. Don't send her to auntie. Okay. Even mm-hmm. if you feel like you don't know or don't have all the answers, admit that you don't. Number two, say, honey, let's go to the library. Let's do some research. Let's learn mm-hmm. together. If you don't know. Okay, if you don't know, but if you are a father and you have a daughter, I'm going to tell you, and I hate to use the word should, but you should be prepared to have that conversation at some point in your life, even if you don't have to. But I want to tell you one of the benefits of a good father, having a healthy conversation about female sexuality with his daughter. One of the benefits is you're going to teach your daughter what is right and proper and acceptable, and what is not right yep. and proper, and what is unacceptable from those men out there. Okay. That's one of the things definitely you're going to teach. You're also going to teach her mm-hmm. something about accepting her own body and not looking for that acceptance from somebody else. Right. Yeah. But before I go, well, I don't, that's, I'm just throwing those out there. That's further down, but you know, do some research, you know, go with her. She came to you because she felt comfortable enough to talk to you. So if you don't exhibit a safe
compassion
and safety, yeah, if you don't exhibit that, then that shame is going to develop. If you let your shame her, because you know, that's what happens, right? If you let your shame her, mm-hmm. Oh, buddy, good luck with that.
Houston.
Good luck with
Charles,
that.
Charles, what you just said is absolutely brilliant. When in doubt, be honest.
Right.
When in doubt, but your reaction is more important than what you say.
Yes.
Your reaction is 10 times more important than what you say. You normalize it. Like you said, honey, we can go talk. We go to the library. We can talk to the doctor. I can go with you. Whatever we need to do, we're going to do it.
Right.
That is comforting.
Yeah.
And Charles, you're right. Of all the people, she picked dad.
Picked dad.
There's a reason. It's not because you're convenient.
Right.
You're safe.
Because I'm safe. That's right. That you know.
The power of safety heals trauma.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You know, and you know, I spoke with one of my daughters. She had some questions. She had some revelations. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because my first reaction was, okay, that's normal. You know, it's very common for somebody of your mm-hmm. age to start to explore, start to want to know, start to feel different sensations, start mm-hmm. to pay attention to body parts, and not just intimate body parts, but everything. You're looking at the entirety right now. And I said, honestly, mm-hmm. I would be really, really concerned if you weren't, because now that means that I'm talking to a daughter about, hey, you know what? You need to go wash your face. Or yep. you know what? Did you put your yep. deodorant on? Or listen, when was the last mm-hmm. time you took your shower? Now I got to create the shower schedule and police you through it. You know, if you're not paying attention to yourself like that. Right. So, you know, that was my first reaction, was just, hey, you know what? I'm with you on this. So, you know, and I said, is there any particular thing that maybe sparked your curiosity, or was there, you know, did you see something? Did you hear it from someone? Or did you know, we talked about that.
Yeah.
So that was my first reaction. And she was like, oh, okay. And I said, she looked at me. I said, what? She was like, oh, nothing. I said, I can give you a different reaction. I said, let's take two. So the second reaction, I was like, oh my God, you're disgusting. What's wrong with you? You need to go talk to your mom about that. I'm not doing this with you. Just that's not something that women talk to guys about, which is a total lie, you know. right.
Next question. You that's a myth.
So that's a myth, right? So she said, no, that I prefer the first reaction. I said, okay, that was the normal.
Contrast is good.
Yeah. But you know, I asked that question because I want to push the envelope. I know that a lot of guys out there, fathers out there, aren't talking to their sons about stuff like sex, sexual health and masturbation and pleasure, and they're not talking to their daughters either. Okay. Charles, if you're going to show up.
Show up. You got to show up there.
You show up all the way.
Charles, I don't know who said it, but our kids learning sex education from their buddies, it's like, who's running the asylum? Because these boys don't have the information to share and to teach other men.
Yeah.
Peer group guys teaching, and then they end up on Pornhub or something trying there to learn. Go.
Right. Absolutely. Okay? Absolutely. You're right about that.
I hear my practice all the time. Mm-hmm. I got one guy who was saying, you know, I watch this stuff and doesn't, I go, yeah, because it's not real.
Right. Because it's not real.
It's not real.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Charles, guys, if your daughter feels safe enough to speak with you about it, you're done a hell of a job.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm not tooting my own horn.
But
I have several daughters, and all daughters may not come to me, you know, but this particular one, we talked, you know.
Yeah.
And just so you guys know, when I have these type of discussions with my children, you know, a lot of times they'll say, hey, Dad, can we record this? Can we come on the show and talk about this? We'd love to. And I'm like, really? You know, but then out of respect for them, you know, I kind of go back and ask them again, or, you know, I ask their mom, I let her know this is what we discussed. And is this okay if they talk about this?
Yeah.
You know, because I still want them to have their safety. I don't want them to feel like they got to do something like that. Right. But they know, too, because of their social environment and circle, that there are children who are not getting an opportunity to talk to their parents about these types of things. You know, let's face it. If a parent isn't giving a child a hug, they're not talking to them about stuff like that. They're not. OK. Father's Day edition, guys. Listen, we really want you guys to become Patreon subscribers. We need the financial help. There's a lot of stuff that we want to do. Mm-hmm. You know, guys, we have a book. We have a book coming out soon. It's being worked on now. Okay.
As we speak.
As we speak. Okay.
Charles. You know,
the pandemic has subsided somewhat. We are able to go back to hosting our live, you know, events, the retreats and things like that. We need the financial support. Help us.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got to be able to reach men. And the thing about this is, guys, I get it. A lot of us have not been taught to recognize the value of mental health, social health, and financial health and stuff like that, to some degree, financial health. So it's difficult for you to part with your money for something like this. But this is what's going to keep you from going out and taking a walk on the wild side or ending up in the dark. Okay.
This is
missionary work of a different type. This isn't the type of missionary work where it's religious based and stuff. This is missionary work geared towards men, period.
And their guys, souls.
And their Charles. Souls. You soul. Gotta see the value. Okay. It is invaluable. All right. There are so many guys who are suffering right now, and they don't have anywhere to go. They don't have anybody to talk to. They don't know where to look for help. And we're here. Okay. Help us expand our reach. You see.
Work.
This is what this is about. And the crazy thing about it, this isn't about Dr. Poulter. This isn't about Charles. There are other people who help out with the barbershop group. And none of these individuals are trying to be celebrities. They don't have to be on stage with you. They don't have to tour around and sign, do autographs and all that type of stuff. It's not necessary. This is about us really reaching guys who are hurting. And we know a lot of you all are hurting because you remain so quiet. Either you're extremely quiet and you hurt, or you're getting ready to blow a stack because you're hurt. You're angry.
Charles, that is more normalized than we want to believe.
Right. That's right.
Charles, absolutely. And everyone of those guys that blow their stack.
Yeah.
And one thing they do have in common is a missing significant male relationship.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm not even saying a father. I'm just saying significant male.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And Charles, I want to jump in on this with you for a second. I got a lot of dads that get their feelings hurt because their kids don't call them. You know, I tell dads on Father's Day, you're the parent. Call your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Thank them. They helped you get you into fatherhood.
Yeah.
Thank them. That's I get dads. My kids don't call me. Call them. It's not incumbent on them to make you feel better.
That's right.
That's not their job.
Yeah, it's not their job.
Not their job. I tell dads, call your kids on Father's Day. I don't care how old they are. It's odd, but Charles, it opens up conversations.
Yeah.
Because to call your kids, Charles, you've got to be engaged.
Give me 1 second, Doc. Let me do this, man. Real quick.
Got it.
So, Father's Day edition.
Yep.
You know, we know being a father is a challenge today because we have some social norms that are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some social norms that are being challenged, and that's good in some cases and bad. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got to remember that, you know, in my case, I'm neither liberal or conservative, but I think that with regard to certain aspects of parenting or fatherhood, I'm definitely more conservative when it comes to, you know, boys, taking care of themselves, being able to handle themselves, being able to work with their hands and survive. Mm-hmm. So I don't think that anybody else is going to be able to do that for a young man. Society is not prepared to hold the hand of young men. It's just not. Okay. It's not.
Shaking my head, Charles. No. And if it does hold them, usually it takes them to jail.
Usually it take them to jail. That's right. So I get that we want a kumbaya and we want everybody to be equal. And so do I. But I'm not looking at my sons going, hey, that woman is going to have your back. No. Okay.
Charles, men need men.
Men need men. That's right. Men need men.
Men need men. Hey, Charles, part of my pleasure working with you is I talk to you. I get to connect with you. Men need men.
Right.
And Charles has nothing to do with age. Relationships are timeless.
Right. That's right. That's right. You know, Father's Day, Doc, I want to ask you this.
Mm-hmm. So far, you've thrown fastballs out of them. Like that kid from Texas at 105.
I don't know who we have to take Father's Day back from, Doc. But what do we have to do to take Father's Day back?
It's interesting, Charles, because that's what the whole book's about.
Mm-hmm.
The new book. Mm-hmm. Charles, we got to own it.
Got to own it? Okay. How do we own it, Doc?
You call your kids.
Mm-hmm.
You get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And you get off the sidelines.
Okay.
You cannot get erased, Charles, if you're active. Get erased if you're inactive.
Yeah.
And I get asked that question frequently, Charles. You're not going to get erased as a father because you're in the game every day, all day, every day.
Yeah.
You got your little guy whispering about his birthday in your ear yesterday, telling you in 10 days, I'm so-and-so.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's how we take Father's Day back.
Yeah. So it's interesting you say that. It's interesting that you say that, because when I look out there, I see what a lot of guys are hoping, that the mother will help facilitate the relationship with the child.
But, okay, I got my hands up. Charles, I'm really going to go out here with you on this one. Okay. Some of the best dads I know are divorced dads. I see. Because they're not expecting mama to do it.
Right, because they're not expecting mama to do it. Yeah.
And guess what? Mom's like, why didn't you do this when we were married? I get that one. Oh my God, I wish if you did, we wouldn't have gotten divorced. Charles, I hear that four or five times every year for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got guys that step up. You know why?
Right.
Because they have. Charles, what's the mother of invention? Necessity?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They who the doctor is, they plan a vacation, they're cooking. And then when the kids aren't with them, they're getting ready for them to come back.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Charles, I was a much better dad single than married.
Got you.
I had to do it all, man. I just figure out vacations, cooking, rides, juggling swords, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear you on that one. You know, I asked that question because I know that what's going to happen in a couple days from now is a lot of guys are going to be complaining about Father's Day or the lack of attention or a lot of guys are going to be right on the internet tapping away, you know,
Charles.
Well, the women get this and the women get that and the mothers get this. No, get over it. Take ownership. Dude, of it.
Mm-hmm. Charles. Okay. I'm quoting Wayne Dyer, the enemy of responsibility is self-pity.
Yeah, the enemy of responsibility
is self-pity. That's right. Self-pity breeds confusion. Yes. Responsibility breeds clarity.
Right, right. Listen, I'm gonna do one for you guys, and I'm gonna throw this out there. And for some of you guys who are believers, you're faith-based, I'm going to say God. For some of you guys who are not faith-based but believe in something, the universe. Yep. I'm petitioning the universe. I'm petitioning God for you all. Absolutely. However you understand it. Guys, it's 2022. Help the barbershop group this time next year. Help us do a Father's Day retreat. Okay? Help us do a Father's Day retreat. Go ahead. If you're watching this live right now, go to www.patreon.com/thebarbershop group. Become a monthly contributor. All right. Become a monthly contributor. Leave us a note letting us know that you want to donate for next year's Father's Day retreat. Mm. Help us make that happen. Okay. Help us make that happen.
Let
us make the day and the weekend or the week. Make it extremely special for you as a father. Can you help us do that? Okay. We'd like to get that done for you. We want to get that done for ourselves, but we feel like you guys need to be celebrated by other fathers. You need to be celebrated by your children. The children will celebrate you in the way that they see fit, but we want to make sure that we have you and we see the work that you're trying to do. Help
us. We want to empower you. Charles, empowering starts with acceptance.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Father's Day retreat 2023.
Charles.
Okay.
Okay. Can I tell you something, brother? We've been talking about it, and we can do it anywhere.
Anywhere.
It doesn't have to be sexy. You know, in some exotic place.
Doesn't have to be sexy.
Charles, okay. You know what it has to be?
What's that, though?
Grounded.
Solid. Yeah.
My men need men.
And I want to tell you something about sexy, though. I'm going to tell you about something about sexy. You want to know what's sexy, guys? For real? You want to know what's sexy? A man who is grounded. A man who is solid. Go ask your wife. Go ask your girlfriend. Go ask the woman that you kind of got that secret crush on. Okay. Say, how do you perceive a man who is solid, who is grounded? See what she has to say.
Charles.
Damn, it's sexy.
Yeah. Charles, this is good. Hey, guys, Charles, go with me on this one. Pick the phone up.
Yeah.
Don't email. Don't text.
Yeah.
Pick the phone. Your father reached out to you, Charles. Look how that conversation went.
That's right.
You didn't call him. And because he called you, Charles, it opened the door.
Yeah. Right.
That was very profound. A lot of my father's passed, but listen, I call my kids, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and call other guys, Charles, that you're a mentor to, and let them know
that
they matter, that they matter. If guys know they matter, Charles, we behave better.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's why we want
that's
the
right.
woman to make us feel like we matter. Absolutely. But that's not the whole the pie chart.
Right. That's not the whole pie. You're right about that.
Mm-mm.
Absolutely.
You're that's right a about myth. That. No one relationship, Charles, can feed you.
Right. Yeah, Dr. Dyer used to say that all the time. He was like, you can't get anything from one person. And
Charles,
everything. Yeah.
Listen, call your son. You will. I will. Call your kids, your daughters, and also call guys that you're a father in their life, a role model.
Right, you're a role model. You got that guy that you provide guidance to all the time, who's your mentor to, you know, somebody who looks up to you. Here's one of the things that I hate to see happen on Father's Day. Father's Day comes around and, you know, you don't pick up the phone and call other fathers. Guys, get out of that habit, man. Your phone should be blowing up with each other now.
Charles, you got two major calls to make. To the children in your life.
Yeah.
And to the men in your life. Charles, I'm going to speak to you on Sunday.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to get a voicemail. Come on.
Are we going to talk? We're going to talk. We're going to be talking all weekend.
We need to talk. Charles, we needed to. Right.
Miriam, I'm sorry. If you're watching this, Miriam, we're going to talk. He's going to be on his phone at some point.
You know what she says? She asked me the other day. She goes, how do you like doing the podcast? Because, you know, she's maxed out. I go, honey,
yeah.
It recharges me every week.
Yeah.
I look forward to this, Charles.
I got you.
Yeah. I look forward to it, man. Because you know why? We need the brotherhood.
Right. We all do.
Has nothing to do with race, creed, color, or men need men.
That's right. Absolutely.
Period.
Father's Day. Listen, guys, we know. Father's Day. You know, happy Father's Day weekend to you all. Enjoy yourselves. Yeah. Think about what we said, man. Think about it. Share this with people. Share this with the other men in your life. Remember, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can also become a monthly contributor on Patreon, www.patreon.com/thebarbershopgroup. You can follow our website on www.tbgmen.com. Okay. Help us get out.
We'll do that retreat next year.
Yeah, we will.
Of course we will. You know why?
Okay.
And Charles, we're going to do it someplace where guys can just come and we can be together.
Right. Be together.
In a way that feeds us.
Right. That's right. Okay. So.
Charles, thank you. Guys, hey, have a great Father's Day. And also, it's okay to call the mamas in your life too.
Yeah. Yeah.
And thank them for being good mothers to your children. Man.
Right.
Stand up guy, Charles. Like you said, a solid man thanks the women in his life too on Father's Day.
That's right. That's right. You're right about that.
Thank the people that matter to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely, man. So listen, guys. Until next time, you all take care.
You're all good.
Be well. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Charles, the first time we've ever worn blue.
It is. I don't know what was going on with that, but it kind of clicked.
Yeah. I thought about it.
Clicked. Yeah. Yeah, I noticed that.
All these baby announcements. I thought, well, I want to wear blue today. I didn't wear a Dodger shirt. I just wore blue.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. So, okay. Well, guys, listen, we will be back next week and we'll continue talking about Dr. Poulter's work, Father Your Son. We'll be getting into that a little bit more. But until
and
next
your
time,
grandfathers.
And your grandfathers. And don't forget about it. It goes down the line. Okay.
We're not stopping here.
It really does. So until next time, guys, be well and we'll talk to you soon.
Take care, guys. All right. Thank you, Charles.